This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 1199, Peristew's Path to IELTS 7 in 30 Days.
Welcome to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English, downloaded more than 22 million times with former IELTS examiner Jessica Beck and today's featured guest. If you are stuck with a low score, our insider method will help you get the score you need to unlock your dreams. Get your estimated band score now with our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/myscore.
Today you'll meet Peristew and find out how she got higher scores than she needed on her first exam. And since she only had 30 days and she was 8 months pregnant at the time, this is an inspiring story you won't want to miss.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a very special guest today. And if you guys are listening to the podcast, that's great. Hit subscribe and follow. But I do think you guys should go to YouTube, IELTS Energy TV, to watch this interview as well, you guys, because we have a student who took IELTS one time while pregnant and got the score she needed and is done. And I'm so impressed with this story. Okay, Peristew, welcome to the show.
Oh my God, thank you, Jessica. Thanks for having me.
Our pleasure. Thank you for taking the time. You have a newborn baby. Your life is changing. Oh my gosh. Okay.
Yeah, obviously.
So yeah. Peristew, can you tell us a little bit about your IELTS journey? Like, did you have to prepare for a very long time, or how did you prepare to get the scores you needed?
Oh my God, that's a good question, but I have to give a short story about that, about the IELTS journey, because I didn't even wanted to take IELTS.
Really?
Actually, we were planning to immigrate to Canada, Vancouver. And we intended to do that via my husband's job, but it turned out not to work out well. So we just changed the, our path immediately. And I decided to apply for the university to get my master's degree. And then apply for the PR. So I had only 1 month and I was almost 8 months pregnant at the time. And I had to do that because I knew that after delivery, I wouldn't have much time to do that. And those postpartum days would be hectic. So I decided to do that in only 1 month. And that's the journey I started, actually.
That's a crazy journey, Peristew. So you prepare, you did all of the IELTS stuff in just 1 month. Like, did you even know anything about IELTS? Like, was it on your radar before that?
Yeah. I honestly knew nothing, absolutely nothing about the IELTS.
That's crazy.
I didn't even know how many part it is, you know? I didn't know anything about the IELTS. But I've been listening to the podcast you're running, like All Ears English or IELTS Energy Podcast, for almost 2 years without intending to have to take IELTS exam, because I just wanted to improve my fluency in overall English.
Yeah.
I just listening to the podcast. But when it turned out that I had to take the IELTS, The first thing came to my mind was a three-key system, because awesome. I don't know, maybe the fact that you designed the course and you were the examiner for almost 14, 15 years yeah. actually made me feel that I could trust the system. And I'm so happy fantastic. That I did it.
I am so happy you did it too. Okay. Yeah. You know what, Parisu, we haven't even shared the most important news, which is your scores. So,
oh my God, yeah.
Okay. Can you tell us your scores, please? Yeah.
Yes. Actually, I needed 6.5 for each section, but I turned out to get overall 7. Like, for listening, 7.5, that was amazing. Wow. For reading, 7, that was my weak point. I couldn't make higher than 5.5, I could say, before the course. For yeah. writing, I made a 6.5, and for speaking, I came across with 7, you know, and overall 7.
Oh my gosh, that's so amazing. That's amazing.
I was so delighted when I saw the score.
Yeah. I can see how you were already prepared for the listening and the speaking, like listening to mm-hmm. the Allers English podcast and IELTS Energy. So you're listening to a lot of English. You're yeah. improving your fluency already. Yes. And listening yeah. to a lot of English does help your speaking, but if you're not like using English out loud, then it's not going to help very much. So how did you improve your speaking fluency? Like, how much did you practice speaking?
Actually, I knew how to speak, but I wasn't as much fluent as I wanted or as the IELTS needed, you know. Mm-hmm. Sticking to the strategies that you explained in details in the course really helped me a lot. You explain everything, each nuance, everything, details, you know, very perfectly, I could say perfectly. So when I finished the speaking course, I feel that I'm confident. I was like, I'm confident enough to walk into the test room and speak loud and awesome. have fun during the speaking test.
I'm so glad you said that yeah. because just recently, Aubrey and I were describing yeah. students that do very well on the speaking test, and without fail, all of them say it was fun, just like you just did, Parisu. And I just want everybody listening to imagine that, because I know you guys, a lot of you guys are probably terrified of the speaking exam, right? Like, you're face to face with this native speaker who's like judging you and maybe like looks really mean. I don't know, but like it can be scary. So,
yes,
the strategies gave you that confidence, you're saying. Like, is there anything specific? Absolutely. Is there anything specific that you feel like really boosted your confidence for test day? Anything that any advice we gave you or any certain thing you practiced? Any specific tip you can give our students listening that need more speaking confidence?
In listening part, you mean?
In speaking.
Only speaking part. Yeah. Okay. Actually, the whole course, the whole speaking module was so helpful. But the most important thing that really helped me was you explain what is going to happen, you know, in the test day exactly. For example, what the examiner would say, or for example, the timing. Even the relaxing module, the Zen module at the end of the module really was helpful. And the strategies, as I said, the strategies awesome. You said and the practices and the samples you did on yourself, were so helpful for me.
I think one big thing that Three Keys IELTS has that you don't find in any other IELTS courses or test prep courses is this positive focus on confidence and anti-anxiety, right? Like, we don't find stuff like that in normal courses, right?
Yes.
So at the end of every module, guys, there's a moment of Zen. I love it so much.
Yeah, and so it just,
it's so fun. And so it just, it helps you relax. It helps you like
center. It really helps me to unwind. It really helps unwinding, you know.
Awesome.
After those tough jobs.
Yeah, dude. Like, I am a firm believer in hard work. I love working hard, but I am also a firm believer in taking the time to relax your brain and refresh your mind. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's get into the reading, because you said the reading was one of the toughest sections for you. Are you generally like a reader, or was this just like an unfamiliar sort of skill for you?
Actually, unfortunately, this was unfamiliar for me, and I'm not a reader, English reader. I read a lot in Farsi, in my own language, but I'm not an English reader, you know, unfortunately.
Yeah.
So the toughest part of the test was reading for me. When I took the mock test, I couldn't get higher than like 5.5, and that was frustrating, you know?
Yeah.
And I realized soon that the comprehension and the vocabulary are my weak points. But the strategies that you explained, that I didn't need to know each vocabulary meaning, really helped me a lot. And the timing was everything, you know. As you explained, how should I like scheme, scan, and find the answers. Really worked miracle for me.
That's awesome. Yeah, guys, here's another way that we like to help students be prepared for IELTS, right? Telling you the things you don't need, like telling you what you don't have to worry about. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, because I think that does discourage a lot of students when they start preparing for IELTS. Yeah, yeah, like all of these vocab
top
words.
Academic essays, yes.
Yeah, totally.
So frustrating,
it's daunting. I like that adjective.
Yeah,
it's daunting, right? Because it looks like these, you know, like native speaker journal professional articles sometimes, and you're like, I don't care about architecture. I don't know about insects in South Africa or whatever.
You've got a point there. Exactly. Yeah, exactly what I felt during this.
I know.
Preparing for a test.
Yeah. So remember, guys, you don't have to know or care about this topic at all. And you don't have to know every word in the article. You will not know every word in the article. Like, just like you said about the speaking exam, you have to know these things going in, or you're going to freak out. You're going to lose time. You're going to, you know, not perform at your best. So those are the biggest advantages of the entire three key system, right? It was written by me. I know the test inside and out. I tell you everything you need to know.
Yeah.
Nothing that you don't need. So guys, real fast, you could check it out. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS to check out the Three Keys IELTS online course. All right, Parisu, do you have any other words of wisdom for students out there? They're hearing you speak. They're like, okay, this woman was extremely pregnant. She had 1 month. And like, what? Yeah. How? Okay, so any last sort of words of advice for students out there?
Of course. I just want to say to all the IELTS takers, all the students or future IELTS takers, that if you're a hard worker, if you can stay on track, if you are a commitment, but the last thing and the only thing you need is the system that you can trust and to stick to the strategies and unlike your dream to pass the exam, you know, and that's the three keys exactly did for me. Yeah. I just wanted to say that if you truly believe in something, if you truly believe in yourself, if you can put your all in, you will achieve everything you want. Actually, I want to say that if I had, it might be a humble brag, but I know that if I had a 1 month more, I would aim for 8, you know, I know that with the three keys, because that really works. Seriously, honestly. So I just want to say, I just highly recommend the course to everyone.
That's fantastic. Thank you, Paris, too. Oh my gosh. I love that phrase, humble brag. Oh, it's the best. I think.
I heard it in the podcast.
Oh,
you,
yes.
Hey.
Awesome.
That's amazing.
I don't know which episode that was, but, or I would tell students to go listen.
To make the most of the things that you're saying.
Yes. Yeah. That is my favorite when, I'm talking to a student like you or like in a personal coach class, because I got to have classes with you as well.
Yeah.
I hear vocabulary from the podcast and the course and it makes me so happy.
I use tons of them in the exam test. I swear.
Yes. Awesome. All right, guys. So have this confidence, have this fun on the test. One and done. Yeah. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. It doesn't matter what version you're taking, general, academic, computer, paper. We have exactly the course you need to get the highest scores. Humble brag, 3 keys IELTS is pretty awesome.
Yeah. Okay. That's amazing. Yeah.
All right, awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to share your IELTS story with us.
Thanks for having me. It was my pleasure to join and speak to you and meet you again. Thank you so much for what you've done to the course.
My pleasure. My pleasure. All right, Paris, too. Now you can go back to all the other stuff you have to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, Paris, too. Have a good day.
To do other stuff and runs, yeah. Okay. Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to IELTS Energy. Hit subscribe now and don't forget to find your estimated band score at allearsenglish.com/myscore.